Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So the subject is fit for the kingdom. Fit as in fitness. You are fit for something. Alright. So Luke chapter 9 verse 61. The Bible says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow you. But let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 now. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has qualified us. Please underline qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his illumination, his grace and glory to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So our subject is fit for the kingdom.
And
I want us to understand that God has made all believers fit or qualified for the kingdom. We are already qualified. That is what our second text said. It is something that has taken place already. Through the death of Jesus, God qualified us. You will see from your Bible that the word qualified is a past tense. It's not something God is going to do in future. It is something that he has done already. So whilst you and I are believers on earth, the Bible says that God has qualified us or made us fit for the kingdom. Why has he qualified us already? Why didn't he wait until he does it later on? It is because we need the qualification now. We need to be fit for the kingdom of God now. In other words, right now in this life, you need fitness. Because the kingdom of God is also for now. That is why God qualifies you now. After God has qualified you, you can disqualify yourself. Because the blessings of God are never forced on humanity. So you can disqualify yourself in terms of practically enjoying kingdom life and kingdom results. How do you do that? It is by refusing kingdom light or understanding. Because with your qualification comes a certain understanding you must have. So you can inherit the kingdom of God and have the results of the kingdom if you are a believer who is in the light or who has a kingdom understanding, kingdom light. The kingdom life is a life of experiencing, or if you like, specifically tasting heaven on earth.
Now,
so What is in heaven that you can taste of on this earth?
Na ebenaze na wosra himema ebotum na enya no asasi.
There is peace in heaven.
Asomdwe mapa owosra
himema. There is purity in heaven.
Na yewo ahotsewe wosra ahima.
There is prosperity in heaven.
Na yewo ahunya mapa wo ahima nimu.
There is power in heaven.
Na tumusu wo so ahima nimu.
There is protection in heaven.
Na bambo ankasa so wo so ahima nimu.
There is the person of God in heaven.
Na nyame nankasa otse so ahima nimu.
There is pleasure in heaven.
Na
all of these things and many more, God has qualified you because you need to enjoy it now. But I want us to understand that specifically in our text, you disqualify yourself from enjoying kingdom results and kingdom life now when you put your hand to the plow and you look back.
Na me pade yet as there etum na ehre ekwan na ode yetum ye gia yenya insira owo ahemanu mu no de yeti yensa beka emfuntuma efri no na ya hwe henechi.
Or if you like, looking back whilst your hand is on the plow.
There ye bo hwe henechi abra na yeti yensa aka as emfuntum efri na body to asase no.
In our first text, Jesus Christ said to this person who wanted to follow him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, every human being is supposed to use his hand. That is why typically God gives a human being has hands. The hand is a symbol of work. God is teaching us how to be fit to enjoy kingdom results and kingdom life today. So he says that your hand is for physical work. Or if you like, secular work. And the plow is an equipment for farming. You know, it digs the ground. Places which are hard for you to break. Situations which are hard for you to conquer. Situations in your workplaces, in your schools, which are hard to cultivate, which are hard to control. God has already given you the equipment in Christ Jesus for you to break that situation, for you to conquer those hard grounds, for you to overcome those hard socio-economic conditions of your society or country. So that right in the hard ground, right in the hard economy, right in the bad situation of your family or yourself, you can experience heaven on earth. You can taste of the wonderful things of the kingdom in whatever hard situation that you may find yourself. I don't care whether it is in your marriage, I don't care whether it's in your family, I don't care whether it's in your academics or your workplace or your finances. You can have the kingdom of God coming over there.
Now, on found my everything, on found that one uncle, ye, on father, what's the beer? A woman, Sisiano, or bear any in the dubium, not a bottom nena, a himanimu, and Zapani Narawa assassin, do not a nya, a zinawa babon, while you're there.
Our Lord said that when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. He did not say, don't go back.
Now, he never just said, oh, be pure ordinance, I can foot me from mama on shit, one kade, and to na and son, waiting.
Because looking back is all that is needed. Oh, should I put it that way? For you to be defeated, just looking back. Looking back is what practically disqualifies you from experiencing kingdom life and kingdom results in your life. Looking back from the plow. What does that mean? It means that you are having a negative attitude or a negative posture as a believer in Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, look at Philemon 6. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is a way you must look at things. There are things you must look at and there are things you must not look at. You must not look at your bad past. You must not look at your bad history. Because in one way or the other, everybody has a bad past. Everybody has a past, a bad or negative history in one way or the other, in one thing or the other. It is those things that you look at behind you which will disqualify you practically to experience the kingdom of God in this life.
Now,
look at Philemon 6.
He
says that the sharing of your faith. Sharing of your faith just means your faith being made real and practical to other people on this earth.
The
communication of your faith is your practical life. It says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. What are you to acknowledge if you are a believer in Christ Jesus? The Bible says that every good thing. Every good thing. Every good thing. That is where your focus must be. That is where you must acknowledge. That is what you must focus on. Hallelujah. So looking back from the plow. Is having a negative attitude as a believer who is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want you to understand that Jesus, God qualified us through Jesus. If you are a believer of Jesus, you have a good history. Your history is Jesus' history. I said your history is Jesus' history. That is why he is your life. Study his life. And you will know the wonderful things that you can do in Jesus. And you base your plans on that. I want us to understand as we move along that looking forward that God wants us to do is not denying that there is something negative behind you. It is recognizing what Jesus has done. Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 3. And then verse 14. Zephaniah is getting to the end of the Old Testament. Zephaniah chapter 3. And verse 14. It says, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart. O daughter of Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem, Baba.
That is talking about us believers.
He
says we should be happy about something. Verse 15. He's telling us why we should be happy. The Lord has taken away your judgments. On the cross, Jesus took away all our judgments for our sins. He has cast out your enemy. Jesus said in John chapter 12 that now is the judgment of this world when he was going to the cross. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. So your enemy is cast out. I said your enemy is cast out. What does that mean? It means your enemy is far away. I said your enemy is far away. And no judgment will come to you. Because he has taken away your judgment. On the cross, he was judged as you. And he cast out your enemy. It doesn't mean that your enemy does not exist. I am not trying to teach you that there is no devil, there is nothing bad going to happen. Or rather, I should say, there is something bad which cannot happen. But your enemy is out there, out.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Your enemy is not around you.
Now what time for no ombano?
Look who is in your midst. The King of Israel. Jesus died as the King of the Jews. It was written in three languages. Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. For all of the ethnicities of the world to know. Jews, Gentiles, and all those mixed people. That he is the King of the Jews. Because when you are being crucified, your crime is always written on top and it is there. If it's murderer, murderer is there. Jesus' crime was King of the Jews. And Pilate said, what is written is written. It cannot be changed.
Yes. Pilate said,
the King of the Jews, the Lord is in your midst.
Yes.
Look at the results. He says, you shall see disaster no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King James said that you shall see evil no more.
King James said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it turns your morning into dancing. So he says, I rejoice, sing, daughter of Zion. Because whatever thing that happens to you, he uses it for your good. So you will see disaster or evil no more. Because your king has died for you. So what should be your attitude? In the light of what Jesus has done for us. You should not keep looking over your shoulder. Do you know what it means to look over your shoulder practically in this life? I came to show you a kingdom posture today. The posture is that we do not keep looking around just to watch whether an enemy is coming around to come and disturb our family, whether an enemy is coming around to come and destroy our church. We are not suspicious all around and looking around. It does not give us kingdom results. We do not focus all our prayers trying to bind unseen enemies and plans which we do not know about.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. Some time ago when Jesus had not died, and Nehemiah and his people, they were working to rebuild the temple and the walls rather. They work with a weapon in one hand and a sword in the other hand.
It
broke their focus. Can you imagine working and thinking about, hey, something will come up, working and you are thinking about your projections and thinking about some enemies at the side? It disturbs your focus. Thank God that Jesus has died.
Yes. That Jesus will wear my hand.
And we don't posture ourselves as if an enemy is around. The enemy has been cast out. Our attitude is as if Jesus has not done anything. Our attitude is that Jesus has finished it. Tetelestai, finished. Our judgment has been taken. Our enemy has been cast far away from us. It is rather angels who are around us.
Amen.
It is rather goodness and mercy that are following you.
Yes.
Right behind you.
Yes.
So the posture that glorifies Jesus and introduces kingdom into your life today.
Jesus,
it's not the posture of looking back, putting your hand to the plow and looking back. It's not fit for the kingdom results and the kingdom life that he qualified as past tense, because we need that fitness today. Not just in the kingdom future.
So you are not Nehemiah.
You can't use that formula. Because Jesus has died for you now. Understand the settings are too different. When we have kingdom light, we will get the results of the kingdom. That is why God enters into our hard situations and our bad circumstances and the darkness of our lives, and the first thing he says, the light be. Because when you have kingdom light, then God can fix every situation, and the kingdom, he can plant his garden right on the earth just because light came. If you are working with your focus forward, in case the enemy comes, I said, should he come in like a flood, the battle is not yours. I said the battle is not yours. He fought that battle 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
Allow him to come and rebuke the devourer for your sake, not you doing
it.
Allow the Spirit of God to lift up a standard against the enemy.
Yes. The
Bible says that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.
As long as
you're walking the light of the words of the Lord Jesus, no weapon, and you are focused forward in your life. You are not suspicious. You are not somebody who is distracted. You are positive minded. You are looking at the good thing. You are focusing forward, and the enemy comes. God will take care of him.
Yeah, now obi biara ni ho a obesi se bibi etel ana obunsam entum se se bibi so biara na gutai na resi ebrase na himan na ne kanu do o sande za ebesi se obunsam no besi se ma obeye bia no nyame oboko ajo ama eziwun kunyim.
Didn't he say that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper?
Na wanke den akusi bia obesi se etel no onzi kunyim a.
Didn't he say that any tongue that is lifted up against you, you will condemn?
Do you
know the reason?
Ejim Central.
He says because you are, oh hallelujah. Mm. He says that because, oh hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes.
He says it's because their righteousness is of me. Nah. Of me. I gave them the righteousness. Mm. It is my garment of righteousness. Mm. I am responsible to keep it clean. Mm. Jesus is responsible.
Now, Jesus, or you now see there, over my young heart, so, or send the end, and what's up here, I get in your human, or you Jesus now what's away.
That is why, even as you walk in the light,
you
have fellowship with Jesus,
Jesus
and with one another,
and
the blood of Jesus automatically cleanses you. When you are walking in kingdom light, ladies and gentlemen, there is an inheritance. You don't work for it, it comes to you. Somebody work, it comes to you. He has to cleanse you.
Na yawo adzibia ode oba wonchen onya wo de ayedwuma no obi na ode adwuma no na awu ezaze no o send there owo ho de na hotwe no obetso wo ho ma ezimu.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
It is America Turner, sir.
I am trying to tell you that there is a Jesus factor.
Na me pede exas there Jesus nsu sandu bi wo ho.
And that thing is not unreal, it's a reality in the believer in Jesus. When we walk with this understanding, I tell you what, time will fail me to tell you about what things God has done as I walk in kingdom light. Because enemy comes, they come from everywhere, left, right, center, everywhere. Hey! As for dying, I die almost every month. Everybody says I'm dead.
No,
but thank God. It's not my righteousness I'm wielding. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And one of them came to confess. You know what the person said? He said, you are blessed. God
Amen.
Is with you. Look at what he has done for you. You don't know that thing. I won't tell you now. Mm. Look at what God is with you. This is one terrible somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You think we will make progress if we are waking up in the night 12 and always binding demons? Mm. When are you going to write the books? How can we do many things if we are just looking over our shoulders and identifying enemies and binding demons all around? Look, if you continue, look at verse 16. Move on to verse
16.
It says, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, that is us. It's a future date where Jesus Christ will take their judgment and cast out their enemies, and he will come in our hearts, in our midst. In that day it shall be said to the believer, do not fear Zion.
Now what them Abraham will be catching Jason there, men should be blah when I'm
in fear. And in that day, this is the day I am telling you, let not your hand that you are put to the plow, to the physical work, to your secular work be weak.
Now, in America, they are in there. Men, my son, Edda, so you my area, Jeremino, on Yambro, and Amen, show it to you.
The Lord your God in your midst.
Now, men, all your way, Razon, or Wounten.
Did we read that the King of Israel is in your midst?
Now, the candidate, Nene Razon, or when
it says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. In other words, look at the whole show. My hands are not weak. I'm not looking back. I am focused forward. All right? I am doing my work because I believe in Jesus. I believe in the good things that I have in Jesus, for which I am planning and I am executing plans physically on earth to enjoy the kingdom life. He says that as I do that, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love.
Amen. Nasa meze mensa. So ekuma amiyani mu na misa zimi zenzen na mu kodo de marisha zawo be kachiman de minse husi osan de nya ozimu na oyamata no ono kamo ho enti mema makoma oje husi
as you work
eri ejuma no
and the devil comes in
obunsamba
the mighty one
anya osuna okono
he will save
obeka de
I said he will save
obeka de
and after he has saved after he has saved, he will rejoice over you with gladness just because of your posture that glorifies him. Then he will quiet you with his love. Because when the enemy comes in and you need a salvation and you are saved, sometimes you can be scared. So you can be ruffled because you are human. So you feel like, hey, that I should be careful. Hey, I should be this. Hey, I should watch all these enemies and all that. I should be careful about all that. God says that he will quiet you. He will still you. He says, don't be afraid. Just go on like that. I will come in again. I said, I will come in again.
Amen.
He quiets us with his love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, that is why we are more than conquerors, not because we are fast, not because we are anointed, but through him who loved us. That's how we conquer.
Now, Obama, you won't watch it, bro. Yadji Osande, Obeka de Onye Wan Wazin, or Ye Ono Nan Wazin, Na Yen Ngosano, Onye Enakasa Yenongosa, or Ye Ono Nangosa, Na Odezwa Henababu.
I came to encourage somebody today.
Me bade mebabe shopping cry in the day.
That focus forward.
Shawenyim Tin.
Your mind is too negative. You think more about bad things and how to stop it than the good things which are in you, than the good history you have in Christ, for which you must move forward and forge forward based upon your good history that you have in Jesus. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassy.gh.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.